KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly clear and 10 degrees above zero. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today at a high of 33. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. In Southwest Iowa news, sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report a Red Oak man was arrested this morning on charges of possession of methamphetamine and possession of marijuana. Authorities say 24-year-old Timothy James Stewart was taken into custody at around 3:40 a.m. Stewart was being held in Montgomery County Jail on full bond. I'll have more news in just a moment.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 764-6000.
A Griswold woman who pled guilty last November to a Class C felony charge of vehicle homicide by operating while under the influence, or OWI, in connection with the 2010 death of 44-year-old Katrina Christensen, was sentenced Monday in Cass County District Court. Judge James C. Richardson announced his decision after he heard from witnesses who attested to 46-year-old Christine Riedemann's character and from written statements written by Christensen's daughters.
It's a judgment decision of this court to defend Christina Annette Riedemann on the charge of homicide by a vehicle in Class C felony in violation of Section 707.68-727A of the Code of Iowa. Is hereby fined the sum of $1,000 plus all applicable surcharges and is committed to the custody of the Director of Iowa Department of Corrections, State of Iowa, for a term not to exceed 10 years. Said period of incarceration is hereby suspended, with the defendant placed on probation in the 4th Judicial District Department of Corrections for a period of 5 years.
Riedemann will be required to reside at the Women's Correctional Facility in Council Bluffs for the duration of her 5-year probation. She'll be serving her term at the facility when space becomes available, which the court said will likely be in about 7 to 10 days. Riedemann must also meet several conditions while on probation, including completing a substance abuse evaluation, submitting a DNA sample, making restitution to Christensen's estate in the amount of $150,000, and maintaining full employment or becoming a student in a vocational or academic institution. Now, her insurance has already paid $100,000 as part of the settlement with Christensen's family. Riedemann was the driver of an SUV that went out of control on June the 4th of 2010. The vehicle entered a ditch and hit a utility pole west of Atlantic. Christensen, who was a passenger in the vehicle, died in that crash. Two separate blood alcohol tests each indicated Riedemann was above the legal limit to drive. She was also found to have been in possession of marijuana. Prior to pronouncing the sentence, the judge heard testimony from Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones, former Councilman Kern Miller, and Realtor Dale Gross, who served as character witnesses. All three men asked for the lenient sentence in observance of the fact that Riedemann had no prior criminal history and was extremely remorseful about the death of her friend. Riedemann herself said there was no greater punishment she could receive than living with the tragedy that took place on that June day. She said that she was willing to accept the court's decision in the matter. The judge also heard written statements from Christensen's two daughters. One of the statements, read by the victim's family attorney, Andrew J. Knuth, was from Ashley Wiedemeyer.
How she put her price on looking at losing the most important part of my life. I had not lived with my mom at the time of the accident, but I still needed her just as much as when I was. Since the accident, I have accomplished so much that I wish she could have seen me. I have a newborn son that is 2 months old that will never know his grandma. I have a 3-year-old daughter that not only knows she misses her grandma, Kat, and that she is now in heaven. The pain that you have caused my family and me is more than can be put into words. I know what has happened, that what happened on June 4th, 2010 was not intentional, but I believe that even accidents have consequences. And I just hope that you have learned from your mistakes and do something about it to make a difference in your life.
Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a federal judge in Council Bluffs has sentenced a Nebraska man to more than 13 years in federal prison for being a felon in possession of a firearm. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said 42-year-old Kevin Hirschman of Lincoln, Nebraska, was sentenced last week to 160 months. Hirschman pleaded guilty after his indictment in October. He was found to be an armed career criminal under federal law because he's been convicted of three or more felonies for crimes of violence or drug trafficking. They include bank robberies in Washington and Nebraska and conspiracy to rob a store in Nebraska. Court records say Hirschman is facing Nebraska charges on four felonies, two counts of theft, one count of arson, and one of drug possession. And last week, members of the Atlantic Education Association met with the team representing the district's administration and proposed a 6.9% salary package increase for the 2012-2013 contract year. Monday afternoon, those same entities met again to hear the district's opening proposal during the collective bargaining process. Atlantic School District Superintendent Mike Amstein didn't present a salary proposal during the meeting. Instead, he proposed several changes in language to the current contract.
One of the things that we took a look at for this year, not only with our non-certified folks, but also in working with certified, is trying to take a look at parts of the contract that either are permissive and don't know the history of why they got in there, how they got in there, but they are. And then just trying to clear up some language and providing clarification. So when folks look at a contract, it's not as long as the current one that we have, and it's more understandable.
Some of the language which was redundant or permissive were included in the following sections of the contract: employee hours, vacations and holidays, leaves, transfer procedures, staff reduction procedures, professional development, salaries and benefits, and insurance. The Education Association will review the proposed language changes and meet again, most likely next week, with district officials. Both sides are still waiting for the district's insurance rates to become known before they can proceed with further meaningful talks on salaries and benefits packages. News time is 7:13.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
In our funeral announcements, Hubert Hugh Kenneth Porter, age 87, a longtime resident of Atlantic, died Thursday. Funeral services for Hugh Porter will be this morning at 10 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Angela Woolhutter, age 38, of Harlan, died Friday. A memorial visitation for Angela Woolhutter will be today from 1 until 9 p.m. at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan, where the family will greet friends from 5 until 8 p.m. Elsie Bailey, age 86, a longtime resident of Anita, died Friday. Services for Elsie Bailey will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Anita. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. James Jim Downing, age 74, of Shenandoah, died Saturday at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Jim Downing will be held Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Shenandoah. The Hackett Livingston Funeral Home of Shenandoah has arrangements. Merlin Butch Vonish, age 78, of Audubon, died Saturday. Funeral services for Merlin Butch Vonish will be on Wednesday at 10 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Wallace Dwinell, age 74, of Greenfield, died Friday in Iowa City. Celebration of life services for Wallace Dwinell will be held Wednesday at 1:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Gary Maverick Davis, age 21, of Exira, died Thursday in Irwin. Funeral services for Gary Davis will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you this hour by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. And in Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.